When it comes to quail, Professor Dale Rollins says, as Texas goes, so goes the nation.
Texas is the bastion. It's the Alamo, if you will, for wild bobwhite quail hunting in the United States. And so there's a lot of people watching what's going on here in Texas.
Rollins is a wildlife expert at Texas A&M. He says it's not a surprise that the birds' population rebounded this year. After all, the weather was better. The problem is that quail numbers started dropping long before the 2011 drought, so it's more than bad weather that led to the decline.
Our quail have historic levels of high levels of worms in their eyes and in their lower gut.
Those worms impair the bird's vision and leave them vulnerable to predators. So, to help the quail recovery this season, some landowners might take one major predator out of the equation.
There'll be many ranches in the state that say, hey, we want to give our populations a break from hunting this year.
He says ranchers will know if the strategy is working by heading out into their land and giving a simple bird call.
And if they hear sometimes typically more than 6 to 7 roosters per stop, that's indicative of a good breeding season.
And that could mean even higher numbers of quail in years to come. Elizabeth Trovall, KUT News.